From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on Martin Luther King Day, you'll hear parts of a speech by Dr. King that's been rediscovered after more than 40 years. First, complications for President Bush's new Iraq war strategy, complications in Baghdad. This morning, more executions and more grisly details. Saddam Hussein's half-brother was hanged before dawn. During the execution, his head snapped off. Meanwhile, the lead story in today's New York Times reports big differences remain between American military officers and Iraqi government leaders over exactly what will happen if there is a surge of American troops. Earlier, we spoke to John Burns, the Times Baghdad bureau chief.
The story moves on. General Casey, the American military commander, held a news conference today with the ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad, and they, of course, stressed the positive that this was an Iraqi plan, that the Americans, in effect, are enablers of an Iraqi plan. I think this is gilding the lily, to say the least. We know that the origins of this plan were in Washington, D.C., that the troop surge was something that Maliki didn't like, and that as soon as the implementation of the plan passed to Baghdad, and they're in a dead hurry because some of those American troops, some of those 21,500 American troops, are already in Baghdad, we learned today from General Casey. Some probably 2,000-3,000 of them. A battalion, we believe, of the 82nd Airborne Division has moved in from Kuwait. So this plan is already beginning to take shape. And in the discussions in Baghdad over the last 4 or 5 days since the president announced the surge, the focus of the disagreement has been who has real control. The Iraqis have wanted to take control, and they've wanted to vest that control in Prime Minister Maliki himself. The United States has pushed back. They want the American military commander here to have the ultimate say, and what they've come up with is a very complicated chain of command of a kind that no class at West Point has ever talked about before.
Well, you describe this arrangement where there's a kind of a committee, a new committee that's been established with an American officer. The American military commander will be one person on this committee, and then several Iraqi government officials. And this group will direct the operational command of Baghdad for the Iraqis. Is that right?
Mr. Maliki himself has injected himself into this so-called crisis committee or crisis council, and he insisted that the control should rest with him. This was never going to happen because, of course, the United States never puts its forces under foreign command at war. Never has, never will, as General Casey made quite emphatic today at his news conference. So what they've done is they've constructed this kind of Rube Goldberg contraption, my words, not General Casey's. They've never done anything like this before. They do not like that Iraqi political hand on the tiller. And why don't they like that? For all kinds of reasons, but principally because Maliki's performance in the last 8 months since he took office has been to use the levers of power available to him in, to put it bluntly, the sectarian interest, the Shiite sectarian interest. And that's exactly contrary to what President Bush and the American military commanders envisage with this news plan. They don't want American troops putting their shoulders to the wheel of the Shiite sectarian interest. They want this plan to go equally after Sunni insurgents, Shiite sectarian death squads.
John, central to the president's announcement this last week and everything that's been said since then is that the American forces surging into Baghdad will be able to go after the Shiite militias and death squads that are accused of a lot of the sectarian violence. And you say that, in fact, the government of Iraq has not agreed to that. Isn't that a very fundamental kind of difference?
All I can tell you is that outside of Mr. Maliki's Dawa party and his closest associates, even Iraqi politicians don't have much confidence that he's going to break with his own past and allow, finally, a real crackdown on Shiite militias, particularly the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr, the Mahdi army leader who controls much of Sadr city.
John Burns reporting from Baghdad for the New York Times. John, thank you again.
It's a pleasure.